Well, hey, y'all. It's Jason Enthoin. Thanks for joining me today on Riding Shotgun. I appreciate you coming along for the ride. Be on the lookout for a crystal. I'm getting kind of hungry. So it is my distinct pleasure and total satisfaction to be involved with the Grady College of Journalism and Mass Communication over at the University of Georgia. I've been on the Board of Trustees there for, 10, 11, 12 years or so. It's one of those opportunities that you don't even really track time. You just enjoy it so much and, you know, it feels like you're making a difference. So I'm also involved in another sort of sub-initiative over there called the Crisis Communications Think Tank, which is a program, an international program, run by Dr. Yan Jin, and she's a preeminent expert on crisis communications, and I've recently joined that think tank as a representative for internal communications. So I'm really pleased to be a part of that. And as part of that program, we are putting on for a graduate certificate course in crisis communications, sort of a Shark Tank event, where the students in that class team up and we give them, we being a panel of judges from corporate communications roles here in the U.S., peers of mine, we give them a crisis communication scenario, where they have to build out a communication strategy and a plan and all the contingencies and the tactics and the measurement and the budget and all kinds of stuff. And then they pitch those to us, the judges, to determine who has the best plan and wins the particular event, which is coming up middle of April. Anyway, I was over there two or three weeks ago, and helping them throughout that process. They had another assignment, so I was there to kind of critique them on their presentations. And part of that was, of course, they got to asking, so you graduated here, when were you here, what was your major, all that sort of thing. And so I was telling them the story while I was there, obviously from 85 to 89, my major was public relations. And so when I was graduating, at the end of the hallway there by where the dean's office is, there was a bulletin board, literally a bulletin board, if you can imagine such a thing. This was 1989. And on that board, there were sort of three categories, PR and advertising, which was one major, and radio, TV, film, which was another major, and then journalism. So those were the three majors there. So on that board were literal index cards of the jobs that were open that you could apply for. And under advertising and PR, when I was graduating, there were two jobs. One, to write the employee newsletter for Georgia Federal Bank in Atlanta. And the other was to drive the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Two jobs. I don't know how many graduates we had, 200, 300 or so. So, you know, lots of competition there for the advertising and PR graduates for those two jobs and only two jobs. So I interviewed for both and ended up being offered both of those jobs. And I chose, the newsletter at Georgia Federal Bank, where I've spent, obviously, the last 35 years doing nothing but internal comms. Employee engagement and culture change as a result. And so the kids were like, well, why didn't you pick the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile? And I was like, well, I'm from Fort Valley, very small town in middle Georgia. Not everybody, you know, even escapes the city limits, much less goes to college. And I would have a real hard time going back and telling people who were so proud of me that I graduated and now my job is to drive a hot dog around the country. So often wonder what my life would be like if I had taken that job versus the newsletter job at the bank, but here we are. So anyway, that's all I've got to say about that. Thanks for riding shotgun with me today, and until next time, Estelle Ward used to say, trody-tro.